your Bibles, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. We've been taking time to connect the Beatitudes with our time of communion. We looked at verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And a reminder that when we realized how spiritually worthless we were without Christ, we realized the importance of Christ and the need of him in our life, and to be a part of the kingdom of heaven for the church. That realization of his sacrifice and the importance that it was to us. Last time we looked at verse 4, where it says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." When we realize our spiritual worthlessness, we cry out, realizing that the thing that waits for us is lake of fire, hell. Yet we find comfort in the time of communion, because it's a reminder that we were bought with the blood. Verse 5 says this, it says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Again, remember, the blessed here means happy, but it is to be a happiness that is similar to and referencing to the island off of Greece, Cyprus. It was called Makarios. The blessed here is Makarios. And the thing about that island, if you recall, has been mentioned several times before, it was a self-sustaining island. All needs were met. Everything was fulfilled. And happiness is found in fulfillment. But let's look at the other words that are here. The meek, praus, is the word here. It means the mildness of disposition, to be humble, the opposite of self-assertiveness. If you're looked to see how this is described, I quote, it says, "Meekness towards God is the disposition of spirit in which we accept his dealings towards us as good, and therefore without disputing or resisting." In the Old Testament, the meek are those wholly relying on God rather than their own strength to defend against injustice. Thus, meekness towards evil people means knowing God is permitting the injuries they afflict, that he's using them to purify his elect, and that he will deliver his elect in his time. Gentleness or meekness is the opposite of self-interest. It stems from trust in God's goodness and his control over the situation. The gentle person is not occupied with self at all. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, not of the human will, as we see in Galatians 5:23. An example of this that we can consider, we find in Luke chapter 18. Starting in verse 1, it says that Jesus told a parable to show them how they should pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in the town that kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly.'" Notice here that the parable is about how we should pray and to continue in our prayers and to not give up. And if the unjust judge is willing to acquiesce to the needs of the widow, what about our Father? See, the meekness here is a reference to the simple fact that we don't try to take it into our own hands, into our own accord, but we submit to the will of God and we look to him for guidance. Inherit here means clernomio, to receive a lot or a portion. And we see the word translated as earth, gi. The interesting thing about this word is that, yes, it can mean earth, but it's a more generic term. It's just a land that has fixed borders. So maybe we should just consider this. A land with fixed borders, what could that maybe reference other than the earth? Could it be that which Abraham was looking at in Hebrews 11, verses 9 and 10? It says here about Abraham, by faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to a city, a land with fixed borders, a city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. John 18:36, we see that Jesus refers to the fact that his kingdom, his land of fixed borders, is not of this world. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Is it not that the meek will receive the promise of a heavenly land? We see in Romans 18, verses 16 through 17, it says, the Spirit testifies himself with our spirit that we are God's children. And now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if we indeed share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. We are here reminded that those who submit to the will of God will be inheritors of his land. Now, what is the connection, though, here? Well, when we consider meekness and our time of communion and we reflect our relationship with Christ, I can think of no better passage of Scripture than Philippians, the second chapter. In Philippians chapter 2, if we start in verse 5, it says this, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled, submitted, became meek himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. But we see through his submission as it continues on, that in his resurrection, what? He inherited. So as this time of communion, as we reflect on our lives, we reflect on relationship with Christ, let us reflect on the fact that as our Savior submitted himself in all humility to die on the cross, and we come to recognize that, are we submitting ourselves to the will of God so that one day, not only do we share in the inheritance of the kingdom, a land of fixed borders here on earth, but one day inherit the kingdom of God in heaven? Let us pray. Father God, we come before you and we thank you and praise you that, Lord God, as we're reminded of the importance of being humble and submitting to your will and becoming meek, and through that we share in an inheritance that, Lord God, your Son, Jesus Christ, humbled himself to the point of death on the cross. But we see that when he arose in glory and majesty and sits now at the right hand, inherited, that, Lord God, that as we reflect, may we understand that through our meekness that we can inherit and be co-heirs with Christ and a child of yours. So we thank you for that time to be able to remember that. And we pray now that in all things, Lord God, we continue to put you first in our life and submit to your will. We lift this prayer up to you now through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.